Good morning. It's a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News, joins us. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Let's start with Amazon and this kerfuffle that has now rumors that Amazon might pull out of the deal in Long Island City, Queens.
Right. When this was announced, it seemed like a foregone conclusion that it would be happening. But as opposition has mounted, Amazon is now reportedly, according to the Washington Post, considering whether to go somewhere else. Toward that end, I had in my column today that the six Long Island state senators spoke to their leader, Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, over the weekend, basically in a conference call saying, we don't want Amazon to leave. It will hurt us in our districts. You know, the fear is that the Democrats, won six of nine seats on Long Island to help take the majority of the Senate. And they fear that if Amazon goes away, it could play into Republican arguments that the Democrats are anti-economic development.
Ken, who's Nick Langworthy?
Nick Langworthy is the Erie County Republican chairman who wants to replace Ed Cox as the state party chairman. He has been moving around the state, but some Republicans, both officials and operatives, say he may have two problems, a Carl Palladino problem. Palladino is the bombastic Buffalo businessman who ran for governor in 2010 and is known for making some outrageous statements. Palladino is a supporter of Langworthy's. They're friends, and some Republicans are saying it's not a good image as the party tries to move forward and rebuild. They also worry if someone from Western New York can actually raise enough money, especially with the Manhattan and Long Island donor base, to help get the Republicans back off the mat. Langworthy insists Palladino is not a problem, that he's his own man, he's a friend of the party, and that he's also donated to the state party. And as far as being from upstate, he says that the last truly great state party chairman was Bill Powers, and he was from the Albany area, and that Ed Cox hails from downstate, and they haven't won anything during his 10 years.
New poll out by Siena, and the issue here, lowest numbers ever, for Governor Cuomo.
Yeah, it was a surprising poll, given everything that's been going on in the Capitol the first month of the legislative session with all the legislation they passed. But Cuomo had an 8-point drop in his favorability rating. Now just 43% of New Yorkers view him favorably and 50% unfavorably. And it's even worse for his job rating. His job approval is just 35% of those people who were surveyed think he's doing an excellent or good job.
Any reason why? Do we know why that is?
No, because the people seem happy, poll number-wise, people seem happy with what the legislature has passed over the last month. The Cuomos are kind of dismissing it as something that is just kind of an anomaly, and they're kind of dismissing the poll. Either way, for the governor, it's surprising, it doesn't look good. But on the other hand, he just won re-election handily in November. So a February poll, the second month of his four-year term, I don't think is going to hurt him too much. But it is a surprising poll and one to watch moving forward.
What's this that I hear? The Democrats and Republicans get cars to drive around it?
Right. In the state Senate, there are nine taxpayer-funded cars that the Republicans had purchased while they were in the majority. Some went to the Democrats, most went to the Republicans. Now that the Democrats took over, they control those cars. And only one Democrat, the Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins, is actually utilizing. She has a SUV that she's using, but no other Democrats have taken advantage. Meanwhile, the Republicans asked for and received three cars. For them, they're not as fancy. They're 2013 Ford Tauruses. But among those who are receiving it is John Flanagan, the Senate Minority Leader, who was the Majority Leader until January, and he had been driving a nice Chevy Tahoe SUV, but that was taken away. Now he's got a Taurus. Two other Republicans have him as well.
Well, finally, there is a congressional race on Staten Island that you're reporting on.
Yeah, Max Rose, the Democrat, surprised a lot of people when he beat Dan Donovan for and won a seat in the House in November. Now Assemblywoman Nicole Malliotakis, a Republican from Staten Island, who ran for mayor against Bill de Blasio and lost in 2017, she says she's going to run for Congress, and she's putting out a memo to potential supporters showing her numbers and how well she has done in various races in the congressional district. And she's using that to say that she represents the Republicans' best chance to take back the House seat.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief of the Daily News, joins us on Mondays. There's more at nydailynews.com. Ken, thanks.
Anytime. Be well.